Martha Moran's official title is Recreation Staff Supervisor, but she has been many things. Environmental educator, campground builder, complaint taker, toilet cleaner, demolition worker, mountain rescuer, snowcat driver, ski patrol, two-time cancer survivor, and the best man at a friend's wedding. On her usual commute to work at the Maroon Bells, she says it best.
I feel like my job, I'm the conductor of an orchestra. So for me, I've been, you know, it's all year round. I feel like da-da-da-dum.
It's a snowy afternoon at Maroon Lake during what Moran calls all hands on deck operations. High season at the Bells. Moran is responsible for recreation and safety. She oversees an area the size of Rhode Island, including 464 miles of trails. She makes sure everyone is happy and safe, especially when a moose wanders through the meadow next to Maroon Lake.
But the key thing is to stay 100 yards away because... Where are you from? Oh, good. You're the second group today. I worked in Fort Collins.
Moran is in her element when she's in nature, talking to people. With an easy optimism and a quick smile, she connects with everyone she meets.
Okay. Well, it teased us.
Yeah, so you got to see the bells ringing.
In her 40 years with the Forest Service, Moran is quick to deflect any successes to working with others and building partnerships. She says the enduring focus for her has been in educating people about stewardship of our public lands. Her colleagues say that above all else, even her focus on safety, Moran has taught them to deal well with challenging visitors. Moran can point to many successes as she strolls around Maroon Lake, but there is at least one project that she hasn't quite seen through to fruition.
I was hoping before I go, I'd really wanted to see Conundrum in a limited use entry system.
The permitting system for the crowded high alpine hot springs is headed for public comment in the next several months, while Moran celebrates a big year. This year marks her 60th birthday, 40th year with the Forest Service, and her 30th wedding anniversary. She explains her next steps with characteristic exuberance.
My cheer is 60, 40, 30, hut, hike, bike, raft, kayak, ski on, camp on.
After celebrating and taking a stab at a few items on her four-page list of things she'd like to do, she says she'll be back working with partners, volunteering her time for the forest. Elizabeth Stewart-Severy from the Aspen Public Radio Environment Desk.